You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio today in the mobile Connors and Sullivan Studio. We are on the road in Cliffside Park, New Jersey. Stick around.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So glad to have you with us. We are on the road today, a kind of unique version of the show called the Dining Out Dialogues. It's a new series of shows that we're going to do that engages some of the top culinary minds and hearts and palates across the tri-state area. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough Radio, and it's now.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
We welcome you to the Dining Out Dialogues, presented by Kevin McCullough Radio and Dining Out Magazine. And now, here's Kevin McCullough.
Thank you, Lonnie. And welcoming you into what couldn't be a more perfect weather afternoon here in Cliffside Park, New Jersey. AM 570, The Mission, and 102.3 FM joining us today. We have got a couple of hours of broadcast with an hour in between that we're going to invite you to and hope that you'll make plans to be with us, because it's 6 o'clock tonight. The Great Rooftop Tasting takes off, and it's going to feature three of the prime chefs and eateries in the North Jersey area. And in all of this, we are going to be hosted by the man I am speaking to right now, Ali Memar. Did I say that correctly, Ali? Yeah, get nice and close to that microphone. For some reason, sometimes they don't like to work. But thank you for being here, and thanks for having us today.
Oh, thank you.
We are sitting in what has to be one of the most beautiful, newer condominium developments in the tri-state area. Talk to us about how old the building is that we are in right now and why it looks so amazing.
Yeah, this building is one of a kind. Building we just got a CO in January, so it's fairly new and not fully occupied yet.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have a lot of fun. What's the secret of this building, this location? What is the charm of where we are? For people that are listening and can't see what we're seeing right now.
Well, the secret of this building and the location is you have a view from every single unit, either a north view or George Washington Bridge in uptown New York, or the south view, which you can see downtown almost the Arizona Bridge as well.
Yeah.
So secret is to the view.
And at 6 o'clock tonight, we're going to be up on what floor for the
rooftop?
We're
going to be on a 6th-floor rooftop.
And that is, it expands, and you can literally see the entire skyline from the Bronx all the way to Staten Island.
You can see from George Washington Bridge to the Arizona Bridge.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. Ali, the neighborhood of Cliffside Park, what makes this community unique in terms of people that may be looking for their new residence?
Well, we're right across the street from New York City, as you can see.
Right.
Commute is the most important thing from here to New York City. You have transportation basically 24/7. You can get out of your house 3 o'clock in the morning and be in New York City in 20 minutes from here.
Well, what's the number one people thing people are looking for when they come and visit your building? What are they looking for in terms of amenities? What are they looking for in terms of units? What's the most common question that they're
most
asking?
Common questions: amenity and transportation.
Yeah,
commute to New York City. Our amenities is second to none, basically, in New Jersey. Some buildings have part of our amenities. We're the only building have everything that you need. You don't need to leave the building during the weekend. You have a state-of-the-art gym. You have Olympic-sized swimming pool. You have lounge. You have basketball court.
All within the building?
All within the building.
Wow. So you could literally live at your gym?
Absolutely.
Which I'm trying not to do. But that's amazing. And the angles and the shapes of the building. Now, my father-in-law is an architect. He does mostly custom homes in Southern California. But how would you describe the look and the cut of the building in terms of the skyline?
The building is built as an L-shaped building. And the reason being so you have a view for from every unit. We're right on the top of a rocks on Cliffside Park. Anybody knows Cliffside Park. We're at this actually a set which used to be a Palisade amusement park not many years ago.
Oh,
that's
really?
Where we are, yes.
There was an amusement park
here?
There
was a Palisade amusement park.
Did they have roller coasters?
They had everything.
Really?
Yeah. So you can see you're on the top of the rocks. We're about 5 stories above River Road,
okay,
which is Edgewater.
Right, right.
So we're on the other side, on the top of the rocks. We have amazing view. And with having that view, you don't have to deal with River Road traffic because your entrance of a building is in a very quiet residential area.
I noticed that.
So you have everything you need as far as the view and amenity, and you live in a very quiet residential area.
Yeah. So today we are having, and there's the pictures. So my engineer on site, Stu, pulled up the old pictures. Stu, did you used to play in this? How did you know about it?
We used to take the bus from Fairlawn.
All the way to get here just to go to there. Wow. My kids missed out because they came along too late. We'll have to figure out something else for them. Ali, let me ask you this. Why should people come at 6 o'clock tonight and enjoy the food and the festivities? Is there something here that is unique for them?
Well, we want people come to see our building. We're very unique, and a lot of people in Northern Bergen County don't know about us. And we want everybody to come. So that's why we have a restaurant from Wyckoff, which is where I live.
Yeah.
And the top three restaurants, basically, in Bergen County. So we want everyone comes to enjoy the food and look at our building, see what we have to offer.
Well, it's going to be really remarkable because at 6 p.m. tonight, what we are going to have is Aldo Cascio from the Brick House. He's going to have his own station up on the 6th floor landing, and it literally does open up to so that as soon as you walk out from the building into the outdoor patio, all you see is the skyline of Manhattan. It is amazing. It is gorgeous. But he's going to have his own station up there, and if you're an Aldo Cascio fan, you better get here as close to 6 o'clock as possible, if not a little bit earlier, because he's going to be cooking, and I'm sure his stuff's going to go very quickly. But we've also got from Ventanas, Andrew Riccatelli, who's going to be with us, and from a younger place called Cuba, we've got the owner and the chef there, Jose Camillo, I think is his name, and they're all going to be preparing, cooking away. We were thinking about making it a contest, but then the chefs were like, well, we don't want to compete against each other, so we'll have to figure out how to do that some other time. But it will be a great tasting of all of these samplings. And as Ali, you were just saying, they represent, so if people are like, maybe they live in the city, but they're thinking I could save some money by moving to Jersey, these would be eateries that they would be able to drive to and enjoy and eat at in the future.
Absolutely. The amazing thing about this building is with everything that we offer here, you probably, apple to apple, be paying 1/5 or 1/6 of the price of New York City apartments. And we have a top-of-the-line construction.
Right.
And everything we used here are the best of the best. As far as the appliances goes, kitchens, floors, and everything else.
Well, when you walked in, you just sensed that right away.
And plus, we have all the amenities and the views. If you go up just about 5:30 today, every 5 minutes, you have a different color in this Manhattan skyline.
Yeah, really?
It's the best thing to see because the sun is coming, hitting from back of your head toward the city.
Right.
And every 5 minutes is different color on those buildings.
Okay, so there's a thing. Be here before 5:30 so that you can be on the patio and you can see the colors change as they come across. Every 5 minutes, you'll get a different shade and variant going on there. Well, it's really an awesome thing, Ali, for you to have us. We're grateful to be able to be here. We've got a lot of good cooking that's coming a little bit later on this afternoon. So, friends, if you're in the area, it's at 320 Adolphus Avenue in Cliffside Park, New Jersey. Make plans to just zip on over here after work. Maybe leave work a little bit early. Come on over, get your spot in line, get ready to eat some good food, and come see a gorgeous masterpiece of a living complex that is really unlike anything else around it. They're called the One Park Condos, and they are 320 Adolphus Avenue. Be here by 6 o'clock to get started with some of the delicious offerings that our chefs will be offering a little bit later on. Speaking of chefs, I'm going to talk to one of them next. He's the head chef and owner at the Brick House in Wyckoff. Aldo Cascio sits with me next here at Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every week we promise you that you'll get one question answered by Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Law, the leading law firm in the New York area when it comes to estate care and elder law. And Mike, this week's question comes from Rachel. She said, if my parents have property in several states, does it mean that I need to start probate processes in those states, or can all assets be probated in one court? What do you say, Mike Connors?
Well, that depends what the assets are, but if it's real estate, ordinarily real estate, if you own real estate in another state, you have to probate your will in that state. So let's say for the sake of argument, Rachel's parents own a house here in New York, a vacation home in the Poconos, and a condo in Florida. They pass away, the deed is in their name alone when they pass away. We got to probate the will here in New York, probate the will in Florida, and probate the will in Pennsylvania. And you're paying for three different proceedings in three different states, and that gets expensive and time-consuming. And that doesn't even count if you have any legal problems, like somebody contesting the wills or whatever. So, you know, if it's bank accounts, you can probate in one state. That'll take care of it, your state of domicile.
But it's best to do what as it relates to real estate?
You want to put those assets in a trust before you pass away.
Single trust. Gotcha.
You put it in a trust. You don't have to go through probate in any one of the example I just gave.
Yeah, that would solve a huge amount of problems.
Right.
Friends, here's the thing. If you're cloudy about this at all, just call the Connors Law Office, 718-238-6500. A few years ago, I had some questions about our will. Basically, was non-existent. There were some things that we needed to get straight with a special needs son that I had. And Connors and Sullivan went to work for me. And I got to tell you, I felt so cared for from the very moment that we began talking about my fairly sensitive case. Anyway, they'll do the same with you. 718-238-6500 is the number. 718-238-6500. Send your questions to askmikeconnors@gmail.com. askmikeconnors@gmail.com. And then make sure you check out his radio broadcast, Ask the Lawyer, Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission, and Sunday mornings at 11 on AM 970 The Answer. Mike Connors, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I got to, on the client cruise this week, go hang out with all my buddies from Bay Ridge Nissan. I'm telling you, you want to get a car in this day and age, you want to get it from Bay Ridge Nissan for a couple of reasons. One, they're the nicest people you can deal with. You go in, you say, Kevin McCullough told me to come. You're going to get treated with the red carpet. They're gonna help you in every way possible. They want to do that. That's how they treat every customer. And whether you're looking for the new luxurious 2019 Altima, or maybe the sporty Murano, or maybe a new Rogue, whatever price you think you've already secured on a Nissan somewhere else, they're going to beat it. And if your budget requires you to settle for a certified pre-owned vehicle, you're going to know that the king of certified resides at Bay Ridge. In fact, one of the guys that was on the boat last night, I think it's Vinny, he's going to wear the king hat. It's a crown. He actually wears it around. And when it comes to service, you can't beat their all-in exclusive $19.99 oil change. It's cheaper than the oil lube places. It's cheaper than other dealerships. And you get to experience the high browed service of Bay Ridge Nissan. They take care of you like a king. They treat you like a king. All you got to do is mention Kevin McCullough when you go in there at 65th Street and 5th Avenue, their big, beautiful Bay Ridge showroom, or call them at 718-238-8000. That's 718-238-8000, or go to BayRidgeNissan.com for details. And make sure you mention Kevin McCullough when you call. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Looking to show your clients or employees just how much you appreciate them and really make your business stand out? I want you to take your next corporate event up a notch with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis luxury private yacht. The Atlantis is an impeccably designed three-deck mega yacht with two state-of-the-art bars, a magnificent dining room, a huge dance floor, immaculate restrooms, and a gorgeous upper deck. It's the perfect place to watch the sunset behind the Statue of Liberty and take in the breathtaking skyline views of Manhattan. Food and service are excellent. Guests can board at several locations throughout the tri-state area. And the Atlantis is the perfect venue for corporate events. You could do weddings there, too. Anniversary parties, reunions, retirement parties, birthdays, bar or bat mitzvahs. You name it. And why wait? Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis right now. 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Mention WMCA Radio and you'll get a free menu upgrade. Call 212-633-1231. That's 212-633-1231. Or visit NewYorkCruises.com.
You know, as we get older, we often fall victim to two financial maladies, more month than money, or interest rates so high on credit cards they totally zap the monthly budget. Now, if either of these sound familiar to you, maybe a call to Fellowship Home Loans at 1-800-804-SAVE, 1-800-804-7283 would help. Maybe a refi to knock down those interest rates on credit cards, or a reverse mortgage to get you more money than month. Now, neither one of these may be your ticket, but unless you ask, you're never going to know. One thing is promised, you'll never feel any pressure at Fellowship Home Loans. They're there to help. Answer your questions. You make the final decision. Plus, you'll talk to a real human being and not a machine. How's that for old school? Fellowship Home Loans, 1-800-804-SAVE, 1-800-804-7283, or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Come and get your loan, Fellowship Home Loans.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Sizzling conversation, celebrity appearances, recipes you can't miss from world-class chefs. You can find it all on the Dining Out Dialogues, presented by Kevin McCullough Radio and Dining Out Magazine. Now, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, we're live from the One Park Condo Association in Cliffside Park, New Jersey. We're grateful that you are with us, and it is the mobile version of the Connors and Sullivan Studios today. I am really honored to have my next guest with me because it was a few weeks ago. In fact, I'm trying to remember how long ago, maybe 8 or 10 weeks now. But they were rolling out a big spread in Dining Out Magazine, which is our partner with today's broadcast. And my next guest was on the cover. And he was throwing a big party at his beautiful, beautiful place in Wyckoff. It's called the Brick House. And if you're not familiar with Bergen County or New Jersey, it is worth the trip. Come from anywhere across the tri-state to get there because the food is that good. But he is one of the chefs that will be featured at 6 o'clock tonight, cooking away upstairs on the patio outdoor landing and making it all happen. And he's also brought his general manager as well. But Aldo Cascio, welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio. It's so good to see you.
Nice to see you, too. It's a pleasure to be here.
You are, in New Jersey food terms, nothing less than a legend. Like, you've been in the business for how long?
Well, 36 years I have my own restaurant, and I've been working since 1971.
Yeah. How old were you when you decided to do food?
15.
Yeah. Tell the story, because it really is rather remarkable. You were just a kid.
You know, this story, I worked as a dishwasher, and I came here from Sicily with my father, and I started working in a restaurant.
Was Dad happy when you decided to be a restaurateur as opposed to a lawyer or a doctor or something like that?
My father was a chef.
Okay, so he was probably proud.
He was happy that I followed
in his footsteps. Were you his dishwasher, or did you work for... Were you your dad's dishwasher?
No, I worked for a restaurant in Hawthorne.
Did that cause problems?
No, he was my boss for a while, but he didn't like America, so he went back.
Oh, really?
So I was...
And you stayed?
I stayed, and I worked, and here I am.
Yeah.
But then he came to visit as a tourist. He loved it.
Now, your general manager, Tim, is with us. And Tim, I'm sorry, I don't know your last name.
Rizvani.
I'm so glad that you came as well. What kind of advantage is it to be a GM of a restaurant and to work for someone who has literally known every piece of the business the way this guy does?
It's a lot of pressure, but he's such a good person that he makes it easy for everybody.
He knows, but he knows if not one thing is not right when they come in.
But he trusts me. We're like family now. After 10 years working for him, we get along like unbelievably.
Now, your first place was Aldo's.
Yes.
It's still on.
And it's still in existence. But the Brick House is really a special place. Talk about how that came about.
That's really a story, because when the building came available, it was a restaurant before it changed many hands. And the owner of the property was a customer of my customer at Aldo's. And he said that he would not lease it to anybody except me. So I came up with some partners, and we bought it, and we changed it, we rechanged it.
How long ago was that?
97.
Okay.
Then we closed in 2006. We renovated the whole place. We kept the original building, which was built in 1851. And we built it all around. Now it's a newer place, but with the whole...
Right.
Filling.
But it's a historical...
It's an historical building.
Building, yeah. Well, what's amazing about that, and if people don't know Wyckoff, if you're driving down the road that it's on, you almost don't even know it's there. It's so well landscaped.
Yeah,
it's
we wanted
to. It's so beautiful. Like, you don't know that this, like, treasure is there. If people are unfamiliar with the Brick House, and you've been featured on Dining Out Magazine in the last episode, last issue, describe the cuisine and the ambiance. What are you aiming for there?
Well, we try to create a different ambience than all other restaurants. The food is basically a steakhouse, but we have a little Italian flair. And the decor is a little different than every other steakhouse restaurant.
Well, to not interrupt you, but you have like different like regions within the building that have,
yes,
like each room kind of has its own.
Sure.
Feel.
We have... the star room, that we call the star room, because when I bought the place, the wallpaper was star. So we call it the star room. Then we have the wine room downstairs where we keep our wines, and it's a dining room table. And then we have the VIP room, which is for private party. We have a ballroom. We have a big, beautiful bar.
Now, you're cooking tonight.
We have a cigar bar.
You're cooking tonight at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
What can people that are coming to experience it? Maybe they're still deciding, should I come, should I not come? What will you be making that might make our mouths water just thinking about it between
I'm
now
making
and
a pork roast, loin roast, with like a spicy vegetable sauce, a little marsala wine. And I'm making pasta with cauliflowers, raisins, pignoli nuts, tomatoes.
Now, would this be a native Sicilian influence?
Well, the pasta, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to have for the wine next week.
Yeah. Now, what is your preference in terms of the type of food to make? Because you obviously span a number of genres pretty well.
I love to cook pasta.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
That's in your blood. You can't get that out.
So.
But there's nothing about French or American cuisine that can tempt you at all?
Not very familiar with French cuisine anyway. So American, we cook steaks and things like that. But
Americans are kind of simple.
Yeah, well,
it's easy.
America is open to a lot of...
It's hamburgers and steaks.
Yeah.
Fried chicken.
But that wasn't even here in the beginning. But
people
bought it in. And then we bought the Italian and the French and the Chinese. So it's an open...
Well, I'm really excited to taste what you have. Tim, congratulations.
Thanks
for being here. Chef, thank you for being here. When we come back, we're going to talk with Linda from Dining Out Magazine, who's not only got a feature in each magazine and online that you need to be checking out, but she's got some connection to what we're doing here as well. That's all straight ahead. Kevin McCullough, don't go anywhere. We're live from the One Park Condos. Come on out and see us. The great rooftop tasting kicks off at 6 p.m. We want you to join us. It's 320 Adolphus Avenue, Cliffside Park, and just come up to the third floor. That's where we all are. Beautiful views of Manhattan. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Getting engaged is one of the biggest decisions you'll make in your life, and with that decision comes a big purchase. The ring. There's a lot to consider when buying an engagement ring: the cut, the quality of the stone, the setting, and of course the cost. But you don't have to do this alone. And if it seems confusing, don't worry. I've got a great option for you. Lord's Diamonds, a Christian-owned business that specializes in custom-designed jewelry. Our friend Anu will work with you personally to create your one-of-a-kind engagement ring all within your budget. Anu also has an amazing offer just for Kevin McCullough listeners. Lord's Diamonds is giving away a free gold set of wedding bands with the purchase of an engagement ring. You heard that right. Free gold wedding bands with the purchase of an engagement ring. Getting engaged is a big decision. Lord's Diamonds will make it easier. Set up your appointment with Anu at Lord's Diamonds today. Just call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or go to lordsdiamonds.com. That's lordsdiamonds.com.
Does it drive you crazy that other people handle your savings and retirement and you really never know what they're doing with your money? The fact is, no one cares more about your hard-earned money than you do. Everything you've worked so hard for should be protected, and who better to do that than you? I want to invite you to attend Tradeway's groundbreaking two-day event, Step 1, Start Your Journey. This powerful education will give you the potential to change your family's financial future. You'll leave the event feeling empowered, and you'll have the confidence you need and some pretty great tools to help you get started. Come join us and bring your family.
Join us at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square, September 27th and 28th. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE, or go to tradeway.com. That's tradeway.com.
Success begins with certainty. Knowing for certain that your logo will look perfect on your promotional products. Trust the promotional product experts at 4imprint. And everything from the right apparel to the most popular tech items will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Thanks to our wide selection of thousands of promotional items, you'll certainly find what you need for meetings with clients, welcome baskets, events, product launches, holiday parties, trade shows, and team building. So trust 4imprint for impressions that build trust with clients, engagement that's exciting for prospects, and gestures that lead to meaningful conversations with anyone you work with. For confidence that inspires everyone around you, start with certainty. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint, for certain.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit to everyone who texts DEAL to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit. Text DEAL to 85850. That's DEAL to 85850.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
It's the perfect ingredient for listeners. We welcome you back to the Dining Out Dialogues, presented by Kevin McCullough Radio and Dining Out Magazine. And now, here's Kevin McCullough.
We're live from Cliffside Park, New Jersey. Beautiful. As you look, as the bird flies from where I sit, if I go straight across the river, I believe I'm in the heart of the Bronx. If I go just south of there, I am hitting the Central Park and Upper West Side and all of that. And just south of that, and then you're into, you know, mainland Manhattan. But I got to tell you, this is such beautiful views from where we are at the One Park Condos. And I cannot wait. I just cannot wait till 6 o'clock tonight. Chef Aldo Cascio from the Brick House Chef Jose Camillo from Cuba, and Chef Andrew Recatelli, who's David Burke is kind of the chef of record for Ventanas, but Andrew does a lot of their food design and stuff that they're doing on site. They're all cooking, and they're all going to be serving it. And it's already getting hungry just doing that. Now, sitting at the table with me right now are a couple of ladies that I'm very glad to have with us because they're the ones actually putting on this event today. Tatiana Diaglova.
Yes.
Did I do it?
Yes.
Did I get an A? And Linda Barba, who is also part of the Dining Out magazine family, but we're going to talk in this instance about the Sotheby's International Realty and Prominent Properties, because that's the group that's actually brought everybody here today. Linda, what's the ultimate goal of why we're all gathered at the One Park Condos?
The ultimate goal, Kevin, thanks for having us here.
Absolutely.
The ultimate goal is to have everybody come in and see this wonderful place. In my opinion, there's not any around the area that has the amenities that they have here. The views you could see are spectacular.
Yes.
Wait till we go on the rooftop. The rooftop is breathtaking. So we just want to introduce this wonderful place to as many people as we can.
Yeah.
And we hope that if they cannot make it today, that they could come to our open house on Sunday. Tatiana and I are partners. We're professional partners in real estate. So we absolutely love this place, and we want to just share it with as many people as we can.
Real quickly, what's the time of the open house on Sunday?
12 to 4.
12 to 4 on Sunday. So if you can't come today, now there'll be no chefs here on Sunday.
No, there'll just be Tatiana and I.
Tough stuff if you wait till Sunday to come. But if you come tonight, you get delicious food thrown in. Tatiana, what makes the One Park Condo from, and you're a real estate professional, what makes this place so special?
Location, and definitely the quality of this construction. It's top of the line. Every small detail was thought through, so you hardly can compare to anything else within the Gold Coast.
I love when amenities are well placed. In fact, it's one of the reasons why we drive the car that we drive. It's because I actually sit in the driver's seat and I look and if everything's in the place where I want to touch it and use it, and then I know that it's the kind of car that I want. When you say that every amenity and every flourishing touch, what does that look like practically speaking here?
They have indoor pool. How many buildings actually have indoor pool where you can swim in the middle
round
of the winter
when it's
snow outside and still see the Manhattan and the river?
Yeah. No, that's pretty incredible. And when you're talking about price-wise, Linda, what does this compare similar to maybe buildings that would be on the other side of the river right there?
Oh, this is bar none. I mean, it's a lot less than the other side. And as I always tell my New York friends, we get the better view on this side for a quarter of the price. So
that's it.
So we're
absolutely
really, really fortunate because we don't give them much of a view, and they pay three times the amount in Manhattan.
Yeah,
so
not nearly the view that we get on this side of the
river. No, we get a great view on this side.
So if people are contemplating coming today, maybe, and they're not interested in going anywhere else, is there any other reason besides the food that would still be fun to come over and see us?
Well, to meet you, Kevin, you're a great guy.
Well, we are having a good time. I mean, you can hear the activity already. Now, who else? I mean, is upstairs full?
Upstairs is very full.
And then when do they get to go all the way up to the rooftop?
6 o'clock.
All right.
Yeah.
So we're packing them in now.
Yes.
Wow.
And
this is going to be.
So if anybody wants to come down, tell them come on down. They could see you live.
I'll take pictures with anybody that asks.
I like that.
I've always done that.
I like that.
Sadly, not many people ask, but anybody that does ask, I will have a picture taken with them. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. And so let me ask you, because I know Linda does food stuff in addition to the real estate, but Tatiana, are you a foodie?
I love to eat.
All right. Well, you came to the right place. And Linda, your regular feature is Linda's List. It's on the website. It's in the magazine.
Yes.
Check it out. We're running out of time, but we're coming right back with Dr. Howard from Balance of Nature. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with the promo code AM570 and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code AM570 or call 800-651-0798 for these great specials. That's 800-651-0798.
A blur, a crash, a thud, and the shooting pain. You fell through a hole that shouldn't have been there. Or maybe it was a broken ladder, a wonky scaffold, a simple nudge that put you down and out. However it happens, falling on a construction site can ruin you with pain. If you fell, has someone convinced you that you have no case, so just live with it? Is that even fair or just? What if your employer is at fault? Doesn't justice mean compensation for medical expenses, pain, and suffering? Personal injury attorney Dan Buttafuoco thinks so. With over 30 years dedicated to ethics and justice for the injured, he's won almost $500 million in settlements and verdicts. His firm holds the record for New York's highest paid cash settlement. Readers of LI Press have voted Buttafuoco and Associates best law firm 5 years running. So, do you have a case? Why not call for a free evaluation? 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. When a construction accident demolishes your life, how about a chance to rebuild? Daniel Buttafuoco and Associates. 1-800-NOW-HURT. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
I had two guests, Christopher Bayonne and Vito Pitta, attorneys with Pitta Bayonne. It's been almost 18 years since the 9/11 attack. We hear about first responders dying from 9/11 related cancers. Do you think this is the beginning of the end of that cancer epidemic relating to 9/11, or is it the end of the beginning?
We don't have a full picture of everyone that was exposed. So while first responders, uniformed personnel, recovery workers were very much aware of the Zadroga Act, everyone else that was in Manhattan below Canal Street may not know that, one, they were actually exposed, and two, that they are potentially eligible for health care and compensation because of that exposure.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoons at 4:30 on AM 570 The Mission, WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Everywhere I go, oh, I change it all.
Breaking news about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
And today, proudly powered by the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies, but on location in the One Park condominium complex in Cliffside Park, New Jersey, overlooking the most gorgeous skyline views of Manhattan that you can imagine. And talking about food with these chefs. Now, Doc Howard, I don't mean to make you jealous, but today, because I know just how much you love to eat in nice restaurants when you come to New York, because I've been with you a couple of times. But the next time you're in, you have to come do one of our Dining Out Dialogues in person, because the chefs that are making the food at 6 o'clock tonight are all going to be sitting down with me between now and then talking about the incredible menus that they're rolling out tonight at 6. So, and I know already some of what, so Chef Cascio from Brick House is going to roll out a lean pork loin with spicy vegetables and some pasta with some raisins and pinolas with them. I think yeah. That had I think that would have Doc Howard written all over it if he was here.
Yeah. Well, I'm in on the next time. We'll talk
all right.
about the menu.
Done and done. Hey, let's turn to some nutrition news. Now, there's lots of things that have been being published recently that talk about the longevity of life as it pertains to fruits and vegetables and doing that. But there's been some new evidence that's kind of been produced. Talk to us about what you've discovered.
Well, what's interesting is this has been being talked about and reported for 20 years, but now it seems
by Douglas Howard,
because
for sure.
No, even real studies that were just being hidden constantly. But it's pretty amazing, because these aren't small studies either. These are studies of, for example, one of them is a study of with 71,000 Swedes between the age of 45 and 83 over a 13-year period of time. The other one was a 65,000 adults over 7.7 years in,
wow.
in England. So these are large studies, and they're all coming through with similar results. And that the point is that eating fruits and vegetables absolutely extends your life. So it takes these 65,000 adults, and on average, the people who consumed at least who consumed 5 servings of vegetables in England, for example, then they lived 33%. Those who didn't eat any fruits and vegetables were 33% more likely to die in
wow.
that period of time of all causes, and 25% of that was 25% less chance of dying of cancer, 31% less chance of dying of cardiovascular disease. And it's interesting is also just this year, just recently, cancer has now taken over the number one spot for the cause of death in the United States over cardiovascular disease. That's really bad. Because
well,
this is something can be controlled.
I had not seen that, but I had wondered if that was going to at some point take place, because the dietary habits, Dr. Howard, of Americans in general have not been good for a number of years. I mean, we still lead the world in obesity. We lead the world in blood sugar disorder. We lead the world in cardiac problems. And I don't know if we lead the world in cancers or not, but it is certainly troublesome to know that that disease has overtaken and become the number one.
It's the number one, and nobody wants it. The other thing, it's a couple of interesting things, too. One thing you brought up was calories and morbidity. I'm going to talk about that in a second. But one shocking and alarming thing here was that canned and frozen fruits actually increased the mortality rate, so increased the death rate, didn't decrease. Canned and frozen fruits, because they tend to be have more sugars on them, and it's not
right.
the same. People think it's the same. If I had time, I'd tell you a funny story I just had about cranberries. Somebody thought they were being all healthy. I said, I got to see them. And they said, oh, well, they're healthy. They're dried cranberries. I said, let me see them. Finally, I got to them. I said, those are infused with sugar. I knew they were. Really? There's sugar in them? I said, no, they're not sugar. They are sugar anyway. So people are fooled, too.
Yeah.
But another thing is, on this other study, what's amazing is the people who ate no fruits or vegetables in the Swedish study were 53% more likely to die during the follow-up period of 13 years. 53%
wow.
higher than those who only ate 5 servings. And if you just ate one serving of fruit, just one serving of fruit a day, then it increased in that follow-up period, your life expectancy increased by 19 months. And if you ate 3 servings of vegetables a day, it increased by over 32 months longer. And if you combine that, you had over 4 years, because these were two separate questions. You had over
right.
4 years increase just by eating 3 servings of vegetables and 1 serving of fruit a day, you would increase your life expectancy by 4 years in that 13-year period of time. But here's the other thing about it. Not only did it increase life, it increases quality of life. And oh, this was an amazing thing in these studies. Very quickly, we're running out of time fast here, but the one other thing was people who ate the fruits and vegetables, because I get this question all the time, what about calories? What about calories? The people who ate the most fruits and vegetables had the highest calorie consumption of the day and the lowest weight. Now, isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Well, and that has to do with how the body is processing those calories, right?
Completely.
So it's burning them cleaner and much more efficiently than if they're eating fats or carbs or grains or other things.
Well, people who eat fruits and vegetables tend to have healthier lifestyles because they give you the energy, you feel better, there's less inflammation, you're going to get up and do more things. So they exercise more, they walk more, they smoke less, interesting enough. They found that people who ate more fruits and vegetables actually smoke less. So there's a lot of things here. It's not just the fruits and vegetables, but it's what the fruits and vegetables do for your lifestyle and changing it and bringing you a higher lifestyle in that also. And with time, for those who say, I don't like broccoli, with time, once you get that chemistry into your system, then you will start craving eating that stuff, believe it or not.
All right. Well, this is one reason why those studies were just based off of 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. Friends, in the basic fruits and veggie formula, you get 10 servings in the basic dose. Imagine how that could benefit you. Doc, appreciate it. Sure wish you were with us. I know all this really yummy food that's going to happen at 6 o'clock would be something you would totally love, but we'll do it next time.
We are going to do it. I'm going to follow that one through. Thanks very much.
You'll hold me accountable to that one, I'm sure. All right, Doc Howard, fruits and veggies, get them today.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You feeling run down? I feel like you're not quite living up to the energy that you need to get through the day. It could be because you're not eating fruits and vegetables. See, if you've listened to the Balance of Nature segments that I do with Dr. Douglas Howard, you know how important the research proves that fruits and vegetables are to your day-to-day life. Not only in giving you the energy that you need, but also in keeping you healthy. And Balance of Nature does it unlike anything else because it's 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies in vegetarian capsules. In fact, a daily dose, the basic recommended dose, is the equivalent of 10 servings, think 10 salad plate fulls of a salad made of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you feel great. There's lots of reasons to be upbeat about it. You got more energy, your skin looks good, but you also start to see things improve. For me, it was the getting rid of my bronchitis. No more seasonal chronic bronchitis. Done. 4 years ago, the last time I've had it. It's time to improve the quality of your life. And right now, I've got a very special offer, but it ends soon, and you need to jump on it and get 25% off your preferred purchase from Balance of Nature. Plus, get that convenient travel bottle set with a free additional week's supply. These discounts will also qualify for free shipping on every order, but you only have until the end of the week to get this special deal. So don't wait. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEMISSION. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 1-800-246-8751.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323. 800-494-2323. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Nobody does spicy like Wendy's.
Yep.
So all hail the Queen of Spice, because this is the day Wendy's spicy nuggets are back. And tomorrow is the day Wendy's spicy nuggets are back. Wendy's brought them back. So now every day is the day Wendy's spicy nuggets are back.
This is the day. Took it the scenic route, but this is the way. That's all news, baby. This is the day. They gonna miss us today. You gonna miss this today.
Wendy's spicy nuggets are back. Get yours this day. We got you.
For a limited time, only at participating Wendy's.
Welcome back to the Dining Out Dialogues, a place where top chefs make mouths water. Presented by Dining Out Magazine and Kevin McCullough Radio. And now, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, final few minutes of this first hour of the Dining Out Dialogues. If you're listening in New York and you're on AM 570, The Mission, or 102.3 FM, you can flip over at 5 p.m. to our sister station, AM 970, and we will be there from 5 to 6 tonight, continuing the conversation. But if you haven't made plans, come out and see us at 320 Adolphus Avenue in Cliffside Park, New Jersey. The place is filling up. There's going to be great food. People are going to enjoy the beautiful views. Just a really beautiful early autumn evening that we're going to have tonight, and I hope that you'll come out and see us. Now, sitting across the table from me is someone who is helping us here, because while all these people are waiting for the chefs to do their thing, they needed some catering here on site for our broadcast. And Dominic from DR Catering is with us. And Dominic, I don't think I've ever had you on my show, but you've done so many things for our radio stations. I feel like this is long overdue.
Yes, Kevin, thank you. Thank you for having me on your show. I'm excited to be here. I've catered the Salem Business Breakfasts.
Yeah.
And I've met you numerous times on the cruise ship and at
well,
the station.
We're glad to have you here today. What do you think people don't know about... What's one thing that people don't know about how hard it is to be a food professional in today's culinary landscape?
You have to set yourself apart from everybody else. You can't be repetitious. You have to always be different.
There's a lot of noise, and you need to do something that distinguishes from that.
Exactly.
Yeah. How different is catering from owning an eatery?
I do own an eatery as well, sit-in, and I have the catering. And I love the catering end of it. Off-premise, we do an event, we take it on
site. Why do you like that?
It's different.
Is it fun to see your food in other locations besides what it's used to being seen
Absolutely.
In?
I can present it in so many different ways.
Yeah. Isn't it tough, though, to get the good stuff from the kitchen to the local? I've always thought caterers have
Not
it so hard.
Not necessarily, because we set up little pop-up kitchens where we bring in ovens, proofing boxes, refrigerators.
If people wanted to get DR to cater something for them, where do they go tonight?
They can go to www.drcatering.com.
Okay, that's easy enough. Yep. drcatering.com. And thank you, Dominic, for bringing all of the stuff tonight. I know that people are already enjoying
it.
It's the prelude for the three guys that are going to be upstairs at 6 p.m. And friends, if you haven't made plans, come join us 6 o'clock. It's just going to be a blowout good time. We're going to have a great turnout, delicious food. Aldo Cascio from the Brick House will be cooking. Andrew Riccatelli from Ventanas will also be here, and Jose Camillo will be cooking from Cuba, all on the sixth floor outer deck, and you can watch the sunset over Manhattan. It's just going to be gorgeous. You got to come. Got to come. Come see us. And if you want more information on a good caterer that we use all over the place at Salem Media, drcatering.com to talk to Dominic and his team. All right. That's it for this hour. Stay with us at 5 p.m. over on our sister station, AM 970. We'll see you then.
Wham! Pipe. Scaffold.